Hey, this is Michael Bohm with Youth Apologetics Training. Today we're going to keep going on the series Through the Bible in 5, as if I actually keep the podcast under 5 minutes. We're going to talk about the book of Ezra today. So yesterday, or well, the last time I did one of these, we were talking about the book of 2 Chronicles. And today, Ezra, this kind of picks up as almost like a continuation of the book of Chronicles. And it covers these people in exile going back to Jerusalem and starting to rebuild. So anyway, the book is written most likely by Ezra. It was written around 450 BC, and it records the events from about 538 to 450 BC. Most likely Ezra started writing it while he was in Babylon and then finished it in Jerusalem, which is kind of neat. So I guess the backdrop of the story, it starts after the 70 years of exile was completed. Now, by the way, this is really neat. In Jeremiah 25, verse 11 and 12, this 70 years that I'm talking about here was actually prophesied by the prophet Jeremiah. It says, "And this whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. And it shall come to pass when 70 years are accomplished that I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, saith the Lord, for their iniquity and the land of the Chaldeans, and will make it a will make it perpetual desolations." So we got a few key pieces of information here. The whole land will be a desolation. That happened. It was an astonishment. That happened. They will serve the king of Babylon, both king and Babylon. Yep. 70 years. Absolutely. And when it was accomplished, well, they went home. We know this is a fact. There's actually two ways to figure this. We have 586 is when the destruction of the temple happened, and 516, 70 years later, the temple, the new temple was finished. That's kind of neat. So there was 70 years, but here's another way to look at it. 605 is when the first captivity started, and 536, the altar was rebuilt, and the sacrifices were started up again in Jerusalem. So, you know, there's two ways to figure it. Either way, it was 70 years. Pretty cool, huh? All right. So again, we know the Bible is the Word of God because it attests to itself through prophecies, miracles. The Bible has the ability to stand out because of God's fingerprints all over it. Anyway, let's move on and go on to another prophecy that is in the Bible that is awesome. The book of Ezra starts off with King Cyrus telling the Israelites that they can go home. And he releases some of them to go back to Jerusalem and start rebuilding. But check this out. If you go into the book of Isaiah, chapter 44, verse 28, it says this. This is awesome. King Cyrus is called out by name here. Isaiah was written before this exile happened. And so here you go. It says, "That saith of Cyrus, he is my shepherd and shall perform all my pleasure. Even saying to Jerusalem, thou shall be built, and to the temple thy foundation shall be laid. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two leaved gates. And the gates shall not be shut." The two gates that are being talked about are Assyria and Babylon, the two different nations that conquered Israel. The gates would be opened. That is awesome. Okay, anyway, I just love Bible prophecy. That is cool. So Cyrus tells the Israelites that they can go back and start rebuilding if they want. Most of them decide to stay there in Babylon, which is tragic. There's a sermon in there somewhere. But anyway, so Zerubbabel and a group of Israelites return to Jerusalem, and they start rebuilding. They rebuild an altar and the foundation for the temple, and by this time, of course, they make sacrifices on that altar. I think I mentioned that already, once they get it complete. Around this time, they start encountering a lot of opposition. And some guys from Judah and Benjamin, who had been occupying the land, they start basically causing a lot of division amongst the people who are rebuilding, and they really hold things up. Then, to make matters worse, a guy named Rehum and another Shimshai write a letter to Artaxerxes, and that completely puts a halt to the temple and the rebuilding of Jerusalem. So there's this period of time where it's totally halted. Then God steps in. So right now Zerubbabel, the guy that's really in charge of trying to get all this rebuilt, he is discouraged. So who knows what kind of depths and dumps he was in. So King Darius approves of them rebuilding the temple. And so because of this approval, they finally get this temple complete. Now, some time passes, and then Ezra gets a decree from Artaxerxes, Longimanus, around 445, and he shows up with this decree, and this is awesome. Artaxerxes goes ahead and gives them permission to not only rebuild Jerusalem, but he hooks them up with a whole bunch of gold, silver, all kinds of animals, wheat, wine, oil. And so Ezra is able to go back along with this decree, and they finally get Jerusalem with all this material. They build Jerusalem up. And that's basically the book of Ezra. One thing I wanted to mention too, this is awesome. And in my series on the evidence for the divine inspiration of the Bible, I get into this. But there is a prophecy, Daniel 9:25, I'll just read it. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks, 72 weeks, the street shall be built again and the wall even in troublous times. Now, here's what's awesome about that. That decree was March 14th, 445 BC. We know the day. It was Artaxerxes Longimanus, and this was the very decree that Ezra took with him. Now, here's the cool thing. I'm not going to get into the math too much here. Check out that evidence for the divine inspiration of the Bible series. But when you do the math, you have 7 weeks, 72 weeks, which turns out to be 69 weeks. So we should have, from this command to rebuild Jerusalem by Artaxerxes, 69 weeks later, the Messiah, the Prince. Now, in prophecies like this, and there's several like this in the Bible, and they're cool, each one of those weeks is 7 years. So you have 69 times 7, and when you work that out, and you calculate down to the day, you end up with a number of 173,880 days from that March 14, 445 BC date. And that lands you on April 16th of the very day that Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, the first time he was presented as a prince or king. It is awesome. Again, I get in depth on this in that evidence of the divine inspiration of the Bible. Anyway, that's pretty much it. Ezra is about the rebuilding of the temple and Jerusalem, and it just kind of covers that whole line of events. With that, come out to the website, youthapologeticstraining.com, and leave comments, leave some questions. I want to talk with you guys. Also, catch me on Facebook as well. Again, guys, I want to talk to you. And having said that, I love you guys. and I'll talk to you tomorrow.